going to chip out of that goal. We're looking for 250 pledges this hour. And you're right, Larry, we have shortened this fund drive. We're going to meet our goal of 4,000 pledges by 7 o'clock tonight with just one day. That's one day. You heard us right.
One day.
Of on-air fundraising. Don't adjust your radio. This is a one-day drive. And making this one-day fund drive a success means we need to hear from you right now, not tomorrow or next week. Please give now as generously as you can at WPR.org. Or at 888-202-2552.
In just a moment, we're going to be hearing from Kathleen Dunn and her guest. I know it's going to be a great discussion. These discussions happen because of listener contributions. So think about how much you get from this program, then make your contribution to support it at WPR.org. Or call us at 888-202-2552. Do it right now.
Our One Day Wednesday is going well, thanks to all of the listeners who have pledged so far. And normally we'd be here fundraising tomorrow into the weekend. You know how pledge drives normally go. We interrupt your favorite programs, but this time is a little bit different.
Just one day.
It's a one day. In case we haven't mentioned it, this is a one day drive. And it ends at 7 o'clock tonight. It's short and sweet. So please pledge now at WPR.org. Or at 888-202-2552. And that way, when you're listening tomorrow, fundraising free, you'll know you helped make that possible. At WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hi, I'm Scott Simon of NPR News. Today's a historic day for you and Wisconsin Public Radio. Today's One Day Wednesday. WPR wants to raise all the money it needs to pay for the programs you love with just one day of on-air fundraising. Now, that might seem risky, but you've said you prefer shorter membership drives, so please don't hesitate to give now. Please help make One Day Wednesday a success. Pledge now to help pay for the programs you value and show your support for more programming with less on-air fundraising. Here's how.
You go to WPR.org or you call us at 888-202-2552. That's where to go to make your pledge of support to Wisconsin Public Radio. So maybe your pledge is $50, maybe it's $100, maybe it's $500. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount. I'm Larry Mueller, back with Veronica Rickard, and we're here to ask your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. So go online to WPR.org. or call us at 888-202-2552.
And you'll be calling that number because there are lots of reasons why people decide to support Wisconsin Public Radio, why they decide to become contributors. And one of the main reasons is that people want to make a difference. You want to make a difference, and that's why you listen. That's why you give. And giving to Wisconsin Public Radio is one way to make a difference and help your local community. Your new membership today not only pays for the programs you listen to, it gives other people in your neighborhood the chance to discover WPR, too. You can make that difference this morning easily and effectively by giving at WPR.org or calling 888-202-2552.
You know, you might have found yourself hovering around the radio, drawn into a great discussion. It's happened to me. Maybe it's happened to you. You appreciate the guest's knowledge, but also the caller's questions and the caller's views. Because that's happened to you, it's time to pledge your support at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552. We have 245 more pledges to get in the next 50 minutes. Very important for you to call. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
And thank you.
Alexander Lamas is going to be with us talking about so many issues. President Obama has been criticized for stacking his economic team with those who learned from Robert Rubin, the former Treasury Secretary under President Bill Clinton and former Citigroup chair, who's considered to be partially responsible for fueling Wall Street's obsession with risky investments. At a recent news conference, President Obama said that he didn't have a Paul Krugman or a Joseph Stiglitz, but he invited them kind of under the radar reporting here to a roast beef dinner where they talked about the economy on April 27. As one columnist said, wouldn't you love to know not what was on the menu, but what was discussed at that particular meeting. We are first going to ask the question, who is the president listening to? He said that he would listen to a wide variety of advice from people on all sides of the political spectrum. Is he indeed doing that? That's our first question for Professor Alexander Lamas, Associate Professor of Political Science at Case Western Reserve University. His research interests are U.S. elections, political party system change, the American presidency, public opinion, judicial politics, and comparative constitutional law. He's also the author of The Two-Party South and several other books. Professor Lamas, thank you so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
And we should tell people that our phone number as we discuss these various topics is 800-486-8655, and we will take your phone calls. I think it's great that this guy says, I don't have a Paul Krugman or Joseph Stiglitz, and then he has him over for roast beef dinner. Is he listening to a real wide variety of opinion from people who really like him and may be naturally inclined to agree with him, and those who have been very critical of him?
Well, we don't know for sure, but that certainly was a smart move to have Stiglitz and Krugman in for a talk, because both of them are highly regarded. They are left-leaning economists, you might say. But they're very bright, everybody agrees, and they've been critical of some of his policies. So I think he's signaling that he's reaching out beyond his immediate advisors to get information.
What about this criticism that he has on his team, his big-time team, those who learn from Robert Rubin, people who are partially responsible for having Wall Street take part in very risky investments? Is that legitimate criticism, Professor Lamas?
Well, yes, I think it is. People are mystified by the intricacies of Wall Street, and they're very upset at what has happened in this financial crisis. Most people don't understand the way things work and investment banking and hedge funds and so forth. So there is skepticism, but you have to recognize that Obama is widely popular and has just a lot of confidence among the American people. So I think he's got trust. He can take from the people, and he can take this kind of criticism. But at some point, his policies need to work, and he also needs to keep explaining what he's doing, and that what he's doing is not to benefit those who got us into this financial mess, but to benefit the broad public.
Has he been in office too short a period of time to know what kind of leadership style he has? He's been talked about as being terribly pragmatic. Is that an apt description?
Well, I think he's been in long enough to get a good handle on it, because also we can go back to the 20-plus months of the campaign. And so we have a pretty good idea how he operates. And I think pragmatism is clearly part of it. But he also has some core values, and he's moving to implement those in his policy initiatives. For example, the one announced just a couple of days ago about taxing corporate entities that shelter their money overseas and keep their profits from being taxed at home.
Mm-hmm. Others, what are his core values? That's an interesting area to explore.
Well, he's been very precise in the campaign. He healthcare is a major initiative to provide affordable healthcare for all Americans. I mean, that's a huge item. It's been on the American agenda for decades now, and if he could accomplish that, that would be amazing. And then, of course, he's very interested in the environment and energy sufficiency for the country, and he has, and the third one I think is that he constantly talks about his education. So those are three big initiatives.
And we'll spend much more time on tax loopholes. That's made big news during the course of this week, and the future of the Republican Party. Is it Sarah Palin and Rush Limbaugh, and all of that will be discussed as we continue here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
And this program on Wisconsin Public Radio is made possible by contributions from people just like you. Hello, I'm Larry Mueller, asking you to take just a few minutes, about 3 minutes right now, to call 888-202-2552 and make a pledge during One Day Wednesday. This membership drive is only one day, and that means we can bring you more of the talk that you care about without the fundraising. Your gift is essential to make One Day Wednesday a success So please give online at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. Veronica Rickard joining me. And Veronica, what's our update here? What do we got for
Well, here's what's up, Larry. We have, we're still looking for 224 calls in the next 45 minutes to make that goal. We need to stay on track, and you can help us get there. These goals are extremely important to make sure we end One Day Wednesday successfully. And a gift of a dollar or two a week is really all it takes. Your gift right now will help pay for your Wisconsin Public Radio listening for the year. So please give. Help us make this day a success at WPR.org. Or at 888-202-2552.
Just think about all of the issues you've heard talked about on the Ideas Network in the past year. There are tons. There are so many. And all of those conversations were possible because of listener support. So make your pledge right now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. Do it for all you learned in the past year on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Shortening our pledge drive doesn't mean we need less money. It just means that we have to meet our goal faster. But the good news is that everybody wins if we do. Because you value Wisconsin Public Radio programs and because you like the idea of a one-day pledge drive, go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. And please give as generously as you can.
Hi, Peter Sagal here. As host of NPR's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, I am always quite pleased and proud and honored, in fact, to keep you up to date on the interesting and sometimes unbelievable things that happen in the world around us. Today is no different. Wisconsin Public Radio, your radio network, is trying to raise an entire pledge drive's worth of money in a single day. Bizarre? Unbelievable? Unheard of? Yes, it is. As 10, 12, and even 14-day pledge drives are becoming more common in public radio. But with your contribution right now, you can help make One Day Wednesday a success. Please give now, and then you can sit back, listen to the news and all your favorite weekend programs, and feel good that you did your part to help pay for your WPR listening. You can pledge online at WPR.org, or you can call 888-202-2552.
That's WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. That's where to go to make your pledge of support to Wisconsin Public Radio. And we have several people who have already called in with pledges. We still have 221 pledges to go to meet our goal for this hour. So make your pledge, $50, $100, $500, whatever amount you choose is the right amount. I'm Larry Mueller back with Veronica Rickert, and we're here to ask for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552.
And maybe you donated to Wisconsin Public Radio a few years ago and you feel like you've kind of done your part, but you do enjoy the service year after year. Well, we do need your continued support to keep this organization strong. So maybe think back. Has it been a while since you gave to Wisconsin Public Radio? Well, then why not rejoin now on this One Day Wednesday? You can do it online at WPR.org or toll-free by calling 888-202-2552. And of course, we'll be overjoyed to have you back in the WPR family.
Absolutely. And 216 people more to pledge during this hour. How much do you learn about current events because of Wisconsin Public Radio? Of course, you hear a variety of viewpoints from the experts, but you also hear other viewpoints. Listeners bring a unique perspective to this conversation. So if you hear yourself saying, yesterday on Wisconsin Public Radio, I heard that, well, it's time to make a pledge. Do that at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. And thank you.
Professor Alexander Lemus is our guest this first hour. He is Associate Professor of Political Science at Case Western Reserve University. We've been talking about who the president is listening to, and we welcome your phone calls this hour. Our number is 800-486-8655, and let's start off some calls with Mike from South Milwaukee. Hi, Mike.
Hi. I think there are two interesting articles I'd like to refer people to. One by Simon Johnson, the Atlantic Monthly. And then the article last week in the New York Times, a long article about Timothy Geithner. And my response to who Obama's listening to is the oligarchs on Wall Street. And I've been out of Wisconsin for a couple weeks. I don't know if you've had Simon Johnson on. Maybe you should. the oligarchs of Wall Street are running the country. Robert Rubin and his cronies, Tim Geithner and Larry Summers, that's who Obama's listening to. I'll listen to comments.
All right, and just to let you know, we're having Simon Johnson on in a short while, too. Professor Lamas.
No, I don't agree. I think Obama's listening to a lot of people. Of course, that dinner meeting you were just mentioning is a bit of evidence. But he's a very bright person, and I just don't think he's going to get captured by a particular mindset. And he also knows who his constituents are, and his constituents aren't oligarchs on Wall Street.
His constituents are you and me. And many like us.
The people who voted for him to start with, plus the people who are, say, in the polls when asked if they approve of the president's performance, say yes. And, you know, it's an astounding number, really, for a new presidency. But we'll see. I mean, it's hard. Results are what are really going to make or break this presidency down the road.
And how long does he have for that, Professor Lamas? Does he need really strong economic results, more people at work, more jobs, an increase in pay for the average worker within a year, within 6 months?
Well, I think a longer trajectory is probably going to work for him. I mean, he's been very careful right from the beginning to say things aren't going to get better immediately. But clearly things have to be better by the time he's up for re-election. If all these policies aren't working, then he'll be in trouble. I think we've got several years, and of course we will have an election next year, and that would be very interesting to see how the reality of the economy and the other policies will affect that election, which might get us as a segue into the state of the Republican Party. I don't know.
Right. We'll get there in a moment. We want to take another phone call. We'll definitely get there. Bruce from West Milwaukee. Hi.
Hi there. I'm afraid I want your guest to think about John Foster and Fred Magoff, who wrote The Great Financial Crisis. Essentially, their premise is that we've had decades of no growth for the average worker in America, and that Obama's not listening to them. You know, essentially, we have a monopoly finance capitalist system that's controlled by a very small group of people, like the former caller indicated, and Obama has not given the money to us to deal with our debt, which was created to make other people wealthy. And, those people manipulated this system egregiously. Everyone admits this, but no one's holding them accountable, and no one's giving us the money to pay our debts so we can clear the system of all this toxic waste that they forced on people. And we all know that they made subprime mortgages egregiously. Anybody could get a loan.
And so how do we hold them accountable, do you think, Bruce?
Accountable? I think they should be. Well, if you look in the Portfolio magazine, there's a list of the ones that we ought to put in jail for fraud. They basically defrauded people in their loan applications, not only corporations, but mostly people on a personal basis. I know, 10 people who are having credit problems, and they can't get credit because the banks won't give anybody credit because they have retained the capital they got from the bailout because they're the ones who created this. They're the ones who loaned money inappropriately in the first place.
Right. Did we hold enough people accountable, Professor Lamas?
No, not yet. But we've yet to see how this is going to play out. You know, when you're dealing with something as fragile as financial trust, you've got to be move carefully and in a sense conservatively. And I think the administration is doing that. But I also think Obama, because he's attuned to the average person, those who have less, is mindful of this anger that is real. I mean, I agree with it. I feel it myself. And I think people who have led us into this financial crisis should be held accountable.
The future of the Republican Party coming up next here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
And I'm Larry Mueller on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You hear lots of great topics, big and small. We have a wonderful topic today with Kathleen Dunn. She does such a great job every day. Today we're hearing from Alexander Lamas, a political scientist. Wonderful program, wonderful topic. And I guess that's why you listen, and that's why we're asking for your contribution. Your gift now at Wisconsin Public Radio. Go online to WPR.org or call at 888-202-2552. It's really more important than ever. Today is One Day Wednesday, and you'll want to hear these great discussions in the coming months, I know for sure, without the fundraising. So we're trying to meet our entire pledge drive goal in just one day instead of 7 days. So please give online at WPR.org or call us at 888-202-2552 with your contribution. Joining us now with more, Veronica Rickert. Veronica, we have 200 more to go or so?
We're looking for 200 more phone calls in the next about 33 minutes. And you said it, Larry, this is One Day Wednesday, and that's why everybody's heart is sort of beating a little bit faster today. It feels a little bit like bungee jumping, extreme pledging. We're doing it all in one day. We've never done this before. It's a grand experiment, but we're doing it because we're trying to keep On Air Fund Drive short. And we think you'll enjoy having the pledge-free programming, shows like Kathleen coming up. And you can enjoy that pledge-free, but you have to do your part right now. Your donation of $5 or $10 a month is needed right now to make One Day Wednesday a success. Help us reach that 200 more phone calls this hour. Your pledge takes only a few minutes at WPR.org or call us at 888-202-2552.
There have been a lot of times when I've listened to Kathleen's program, and what was going on in that program really stopped me in my tracks. Has that happened to you? Has one of our programs stopped you in your tracks? Something that was really interesting? You know, we strive every day for programs that open your eyes, engage your brain, programs that affect your life. And this kind of radio happens only with your financial support. At WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552.
This weekend, you'll hear all your favorite programs fundraising free. So the success of One Day Wednesday on Wisconsin Public Radio means you get the entertainment programs you love, like maybe Car Talk over the weekend, What Do You Know, This American Life, and you'll get them pledge free without fundraising in the months to come. But to make this a success, we need your pledge today. Your gift makes that possible. So please give as generously as you can. Support us at WPR.org. Or call 888-202-2552.
By now you're wondering what on earth has happened to your Wisconsin Public Radio. Nothing's happened except that we're trying something completely different. It is Pledge Drive, but it's a different kind of Pledge Drive. Today is One Day Wednesday, the first and the last day of the spring membership drive. When today is over, we're back to what we do best, bringing you great programming. Make your pledge right now. Here's someone to tell you how.
Go online to WPR.org or call us at 888-202-2552. That's where to go to make your pledge of support to Wisconsin Public Radio. And maybe your pledge is $50, maybe it's $100, maybe it's $500, maybe it's $1,000. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount. I'm Larry Mueller, back with Veronica Rickert, and we're here to ask for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio at WPR.org. Or by calling 888-202-2552. We're looking for 250 contributions or pledges this hour, and we have 194 to go.
194 to go, and about half an hour left in Kathleen Dunn's program this hour. So get that pledge in, because, you know, we don't expect any one listener or even 100 listeners to carry the cost of this program. In fact, we're glad that the bulk of our budget comes from thousands of listeners like you. It does make for a more stable organization. And it lets us know that thousands of people appreciate the programs they get from Wisconsin Public Radio, like Kathleen, who's on from 9 to 11 every weekday. So join them and become a member. You decide the amount, then go to WPR.org or call us at 888-202-2552.
On the Ideas Network, you hear from the person who wrote the bill, who wrote the book, who has a unique experience. Kathleen does such a wonderful job of bringing those kinds of programs to us every day, every weekday. And we're glad to seek those experts out and to get them on Kathleen's show and all of the other shows that you hear here. In fact, we feel pretty privileged, but we need your help to make it possible. Make great radio happen right now with your pledge at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552. 2552.
You support the things in life that make your life more meaningful, and you find that Wisconsin Public Radio informs you about events in our region and the world. That's something Kathleen Dunn's show does so well. She brings you guests that stop you in your tracks, really get you thinking, feeling, and laughing. So make your pledge right now to support programs like Kathleen's and to keep Wisconsin Public Radio strong. Your contribution makes sure we have all the resources we need to give you the news and information that you'll need in the coming year, so everybody wins. You pledge in any amount. It will make a great difference today on One Day Wednesday at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552. 888-202-2552 is the number to call. We're still looking for 189 calls, so help us right now, and thank you so much.
We'll take up the future of the Republican Party now with Professor Alexander Lamas, Associate Professor of Political Science at Case Western Reserve University. I was listening to a show last night in which the moderator said that only one in five people in this country now identify themselves as Republican, which is quite a switch from not that long ago. What's going on with the party, Professor Lamas?
Well, what we saw with the Specter switch, and I think these party identification numbers reflect what's happened over the last four or five decades in American electoral politics. We've had a realignment of the party system. It really started in the mid to late 60s, culminated over a 25-year period with all those cultural issues that we're familiar with, plus fights over foreign policy and other things. That led to a resurgence of the Republican Party through about the late 80s, and this would be the Reagan Revolution. But I think after that, there's been a negative reaction to the excesses of the very conservative leadership of the Republican Party on many of these social issues again. And this is what has contributed to dire outcomes for the Republicans in the Northeast and the Pacific West Coast, and through a whole belt of states in the Midwest. I like to call it aftershocks of this recent realignment. I call that realignment the 25 years realignment from the mid 60s to the late 80s. And what we're seeing now is the aftershocks of those play out in the party system, and the Democrats are the beneficiaries of this.
I know that one of the reasons that Republicans were successful for some time in this country was what happened with Southern Democrats, and the issue of race was really a big issue, segregation, desegregation. I was interested in this Times article that started with a gentleman from Milwaukee, actually, who was asked if there had been a change in race relations since Obama became president, and his response was interesting. It was, well, you know, people are calling me sir now. Nobody ever called me sir. He felt, just anecdotally, there were so many stories of people feeling that they were being treated with more respect. A couple questions. One is, do you think that there is much more communication among all Americans now? And number two, what does that do for the Democratic Party? Race is less and less an issue, isn't it?
Well, you raise a very good component to this electoral change that I didn't touch on, which was, of course, the breakup of the old one-party South. And the South was all Democratic, but not for reasons that had anything to do with the New Deal or national issues. It was Democratic to protect segregation. And, of course, all that was over with the passage of the Civil Rights Bill and the Voting Rights Act in the mid-60s, and then we started developing a two-party system in the South, and those changes went along with those national changes I was referring to earlier, and in fact, they dovetailed because some of the issues were similar. There was a racial component to the realignment in the North, you know, all the tensions in the big cities of the North between working-class whites and blacks who lived in proximity and so forth, all those things that we remember from several decades ago. But we're past a lot of that, and certainly the South has a two-party system now. The Democrats are not what they were, but you know they couldn't be with the rationale having evaporated for that one-party system. We have a fairly strong Republican Party because it plays in that region to some of the conservative cultural values that are there. And then race is an issue still in our party politics and in Southern politics. But we've come a long way on the race question, and of course, everyone points to the election of Barack Obama.
I really do believe that was quite significant.
Absolutely,
that event, yeah.
And everybody, I think everyone is proud proud of that. And I'm certain in this country, and you know, in race, the kinds of questions that we fought over in the last couple of decades about affirmative action and other things, those tend to well, they're still there, and you can get angry people on both sides. They're just not what they were, and we have so many other issues to deal with. You know, in the cultural areas as well as economic in the economic arena.
I've never seen Rush Limbaugh and Sarah Palin on television as much as I see them now as the loyal opposition. Doesn't the Republican Party need to move beyond this? Because they're only going to get a certain percentage of the American vote. They need to broaden their base, don't they?
And a number of Republican leaders are pointing that out. And they, you know, and clearly the Republican Party has a strong future. It has a long history. It goes back to the proud founding in the Civil War era and so forth. And it will find its I think it'll find its niche in the party system. What's playing out in Pennsylvania right now, I think, is very interesting, you know, for these developments.
Let's talk more about Pennsylvania in just one moment. Professor Alexander Lamas is our guest. We also have to talk about Pakistan and Afghanistan. All of that is coming up on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Hello, I'm Larry Mueller, and today is One Day Wednesday at Wisconsin Public Radio. Listener contributions are a third of our budget. Everything you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio is because of your contributions. So please help make this One Day Wednesday experiment a success. Help us make the money we need in just one day instead of seven. $50, $100, $200. Every gift now makes a difference at Wisconsin Public Radio. So go online to WPR.org or call us at 888-202-2552. Veronica Rickert with me now. How are we doing with our goal?
Well, right now, Larry, we're looking still for another 179 pledges this hour. As you remember, our overall goal is 250. We have 70 pledges in. So, again, still looking about for 180 calls to make this hour a success and keep it on track. So this is a great time to make that call. The clock is running down. And remember that instead of several days of fundraising, this fund drive is only going to last one day, which I think everyone agrees feels pretty good. So we're asking you to help us make short work of our goal by making your gift right now. A dollar or two a week is really all it takes at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552.
I know you've been enjoying Kathleen's conversation with Alexander Lamas. Now take a few minutes to make this hour and many hours to come possible. Put a value on the programming you enjoy every day. Then make your pledge of $50, $100, $200, whatever amount you choose at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552. 179 more contributions needed in this hour.
Today is the first and last day of the Wisconsin Public Radio Spring Membership Drive. It's really a leap of faith. And just like you, we want to make it as efficient as possible so we can get back to doing what we do best, which is bringing you the great discussions that you count on. So please give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And giving at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552 is very easy. All it takes is a gift of a dollar or two a week and about 3 minutes of your time. A dollar or two a week is a total of, you know, $50 or $100 for the year. And all year long, you're going to benefit from this program, from Kathleen's shows, and all of the other Wisconsin Public Radio programs that you love. You can pay your pledge in monthly installments. So that makes it easier on your pocketbook and can help out that way. So make your contribution online at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 and give as generously as you can.
Hi, I'm Kathleen Dunn. We're in the midst of our spring one-day pledge drive. We wanted to bring you more of the great programming you value on Wisconsin Public Radio, so we've shortened our pledge drive to just one day. We have a goal of 4,000 pledges today. Please join your fellow listeners in making this one-day drive a success. Make your pledge now at WPR.org.
That's WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552. That's where to go to make your pledge of support at Wisconsin Public Radio. Maybe your pledge is $50, $100, $500, whatever the amount you choose is the right amount. I'm Larry Mueller, back with Veronica Rickard, and we're here to ask for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552. And it's great, you know, they could make a habit of this, couldn't they?
They could make a great habit of donating to Wisconsin Public Radio. It's a feel-good habit. Look at Judith in Madison, who says that although she is currently a sustaining member of WPR, I realize that Wisconsin Public Radio is a daily gift to me, so I want to make this extra gift to WPR. Then she goes on to say, of course, I won't mind having the pledge drive shrunk to one day. Hard to argue with that. So we hear you, Judith. That's what we're doing today. One Day Wednesday is for you. So get it started today. Join Judith with your pledge online at WPR.org or call us toll-free at 888-202-2552.
And on the Ideas Network, you hear about politics, humanities, the environment, popular culture, advice, you get history, you get food, you name it. This is a valuable service. I enjoy it. I think you do as well. And it's a service worth supporting. I support it financially. I hope you do too. Your contribution of $50 or $100, whatever amount you choose, maybe it's $500 or $1,000, whatever the amount, makes these programs possible. If you haven't pledged yet, do it right now at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552.
Just a reminder, we are looking for 171 more calls this hour, and you can get us there by supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. It's one of the best things you can do with 3 minutes of your time. And whether you call or pledge online, we always keep your personal information safe and private. So your gift right now of $5 a month, $10 a month, really whatever amount feels right to you, will become the stories and programs that keep you connected to the world. It's kind of a little bit of magic right there. So give right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, a lot of people put off pledging until the last day of the drive. Guess what? This is the last day of the drive. It's the first and the last day of the drive. It's a one-day drive, the first and the last day only. So give right now at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552.
888-202-2552 is that number to call. And I have to tell you, the clock is running down. We're about at 15 minutes left to go in this hour, and we're still looking for 170 phone calls. So this is the time to get that phone call and make this hour a success. Make One Day Wednesday a success. It's a grand experiment here for us. We really want to shorten it for you to get to the programming you love so you can make a difference with that pledge. It's so important at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Remember, your pledge only takes a few minutes, so do it right now. Go to WPR.org online or call us at 888-202-2552. And thank you.
Professor Alexander Lamas is with us. We were talking about, well, we never got to that discussion, but we're going to, what's playing out in Pennsylvania. Also, big news, it seems as though every day in Washington is a big day. The presidents of Pakistan and Afghanistan are meeting with the president as the Taliban is gaining strength in both countries. Violence is up, and the Pakistani government has been described as fragile by many people. We'll talk about that during this segment as well. But you wanted to look at what's going on in Pennsylvania. What's going on in Pennsylvania, Professor Lamas?
Well, I think it reflects these aftershocks that I was talking about earlier. Pennsylvania is a good example of this. The Democratic Party has gained strength over the last decade and a half, and it is really the dominant party now, which it wasn't 10, 15 years ago. And the Republicans who've survived in Pennsylvania over the years, with one exception, and that's Rick Santorum, have been moderate to liberal Republicans. In fact, Tom Ridge, the former governor, is a good example of that moderate Republicanism. But Specter, who's identified with the liberal to moderate Republican wing, was nearly defeated in the primary 6 years ago, or 5 years ago, by Pat Toomey, the fellow who's running again and drove him out of the Republican race. There's talk now that in fact Tom Ridge will enter the Senate contest in the Republican primary against Toomey. But Spector saw the handwriting on the wall. He realized the electorate in Pennsylvania had changed. The Republican Party had become much more conservative, and that he'd probably be defeated. And so he opted to become a Democrat. Falls into line with these trends we were talking about.
Right. Only way for him to go. Only way to get reelected, right?
And it's not a, you know, not a certainty, because there are other Democrats who want that nomination, and they're not, they're not convinced that he will appeal to all the Democratic constituencies. Particularly, some mention of this issue that's very important to both unions and business. Changes in the labor laws, called for shorthand cart check. And Spector has said he's opposed to it, even though he'd been for it a few years ago. And labor is very much for that. And labor, of course, a major constituency of the Democratic Party in Pennsylvania and elsewhere.
President Obama said last week that Pakistan's government appears very fragile and doesn't seem to have the capacity to deliver basic services. Today he is meeting with the leaders of Pakistan and Afghanistan. He is very troubled about what's happening in that part of the world. Many people are, many countries are. What will these leaders discuss, and do you worry about the unraveling of the Pakistani state?
Well, I'm very concerned about U.S. involvement in that entire area. I mean, this is a very difficult work to build a state, you might say. And it certainly, there's always a reaction when you do that. I mean, the Pakistanis are a proud people. They've been independent for over 50 years, and their politics are very complicated. I don't even begin to suggest that I know a lot about it, the details. But it's important for the U.S. because, of course, the Taliban has sheltered the Al-Qaeda terrorists, and we think they're still operating, the Al-Qaeda folks, in these frontier regions of Pakistan. And the Taliban is active in both Afghanistan and Pakistan. So the president has a real can of worms there, and I think a lot of people are concerned that we're going to get too heavily involved because we have our own domestic interests, and when he starts talking about building schools and hospitals and raising the level of education and economic development for these countries, I don't think you're going to find a lot of support among his own constituents.
We do need to talk about, there's so many things going on, it's hard to keep up with all of them. What do you think about this plan to end tax breaks for the multinational companies based elsewhere? Do you think he's going to have problems getting his plan through Congress? Is this something that the American people are highly supportive of?
Well, this is something, of course, the president emphasized in his campaign. I listened to a great many of his speeches, you know, on C-SPAN and cable networks, and he always had that line in there. We're going to see that these companies that have exported jobs overseas are not going to keep the profits away from our tax system, and that's what this plan is doing. Now it has a start date of 2011, with the assumption that the economy will improve by then. So that, I think that's a good feature strategically for getting it passed. But there will be a lot of opposition. The people who've gotten those tax loopholes in the law know how to milk the lawyer lobbyist system in Washington. And that's a bipartisan enterprise that really needs a lot of public scrutiny, because a lot goes on there that's not in the public interest. And this is it's a good case of it. You know, these dealing with multinational corporations like this is very tricky, and it's not just, you know, in the recent globalization age that we're also conscious of, but this has been around for decades. These big multinationals. I mean, where is their national allegiance? You know, we don't know in some cases. So I think we're going to hear a lot about that. It'd be a very interesting policy debate.
The national allegiance is to the almighty dollar, or the almighty yen, or whatever it is.
Yeah, the shareholders, the people, right, who put up the money, and in fairness to the business enterprise, of course, businesses have to operate on a profit, or they can't continue to get capital and all that. I think President Obama recognizes all that, but at the same time, you want them to pay their fair share,
right,
if they are operating in the United States.
Right, fairness is a big issue across the board these days. What about fairness?
Exactly. I mean, it should always be an important issue in the political system, but it's getting certainly getting a lot of attention from the perspective of the Democratic Party principles, because this is the first time, you know, since 1961 that we've had a Northern Democratic liberal leader of the in the White House, mm-hmm. and he's following through on these policy positions. That's not to say that President Carter and President Clinton, who were not Northern Democrats, who were Southern Democrats, didn't share some of those, but they were not seen as clearly out of that wing of the party.
Right. Professor Lemus, you're a real trooper for being with us this hour. Thanks so much. Professor Alexander Lemus, Associate Professor of Political Science at Case Western Reserve University, with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
This is your radio station, listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Larry Mueller, and today is One Day Wednesday. We're raising money to pay for the commercial-free programs that keep you informed and engaged. Great programs like Kathleen has on virtually every weekday. And with your help, we'll raise our entire pledge drive total in just one day of on-air fundraising. That's right, a single day. So please give online at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. Give as generously as you can. Joining me now, Veronica Rickert. Veronica, we have how many more pledges to get this hour?
We're looking for 153 more pledges in the next about 8 minutes or so. So this is a time to get that call and really make it matter. Because, you know, we're always asking you, we love to ask you, how can we make Wisconsin Public Radio better? And you know what you tell us? Less on-air fundraising. So we hear you, and this spring membership drive is only one day. Think about that, one day. What we usually do in 7 or 10 days is condensed to a single day. Kind of like extreme pledge drives, but we really want to make it a success, and you can do that. You make it a success with your pledge at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552.
And whether it's 3-minute news updates or the 60-minute talk shows, you hear about the topics that affect your life on Wisconsin Public Radio. This kind of insightful broadcasting takes time, it takes resources, it takes dedicated people who are interested in the same topics that you're interested in, as a matter of fact. Listeners like you can help pay for the quality of the programming you hear every day. So please give now at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552. This is fun. I'm having a good time with this, Veronica.
It is very cool, I have to say. It feels exciting. Everyone's heart is beating a little bit faster. Everyone is walking around
sure.
with an expectant smile on their face because we're doing this in one day, and it's a great experiment. We're doing it for you so that you can enjoy more programming pledge drive free. But it is just this one day, so the stakes are higher. That's why everyone's heart's beating a little faster. But we know that we can count on you. We always do to make our pledge drives a success. And we really are trying to meet our goal by 7 o'clock this evening with just one day of on-air fundraising. We can succeed, but only with your contribution right now at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552.
You know, I've almost talked myself into giving another contribution. I've pledged before, but I'm ready to pledge again.
Right.
Actually, if you've pledged before, you could pledge again, too, just like me. You've heard us say that every dollar makes a difference, and we really do mean that. Listeners make pledges ranging from $10 to $1,000 and even more, $2,000. I've had a $5,000 contribution on my program once. It all adds up to the funds needed to keep Kathleen Dunn going strong with her program, Veronica with her program, me with my program, and all the programs. So consider the value you get from Wisconsin Public Radio. Consider what fits your budget, and then make your contribution. Every dollar really does make a difference. So go online to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
And guess what? There are only 5 minutes left to go in this hour. We still are looking for 150 pledges to keep us on track on our goal for this hour. That's why it's so important. So we'd really appreciate it if you'd go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 with your pledge and give 50, 100, really any amount that's comfortable for you. We won't be here tomorrow fundraising, or the day after, or this weekend, just today. It's one day only. It's a cool thing. So why not be part of it? Join the excitement and the effort to make One Day Wednesday a success at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Today is a special day for you and your public radio station. It's an exciting day. It may seem like a risky proposition, but WPR listeners have said they prefer shorter pledge drives, so here it is. In one day, the goal is 4,000 pledges. Don't hesitate. Make your pledge now at WPR.org. Make that pledge now at WPR.org. Here's somebody who can tell you how.
That place to go is WPR.org or the number to call 888-202-2552. That's where to go to make your pledge of support to Wisconsin Public Radio. And maybe your pledge is $50, maybe it's $100, maybe it's $500. Whatever the amount you choose is the right amount for you. Larry Mueller here, back with Veronica Rickert, and we're here to ask for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. So go online at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
You know, here's a question for you. How many songs did you download from iTunes in the past month? Well, you pay for the songs because you have to. And by contrast, Wisconsin Public Radio is free for everybody. And that's what makes it public service. And that's just fine. We love that. But during this on-air fund drive, we ask that you find a buck or two a week for Wisconsin Public Radio, just like you do for maybe something like your iPod. Become a new member of WPR right now by making a contribution at WPR.org. Or by calling us at 888-202-2552. There are just a few minutes left to go in the hour. Still looking for 147 pledges.
147 more pledges. You can be one of those people. The Ideas Network connects you with lots of experts. Phil Pelletieri will be my guest today. How many times can you just pick up the phone and talk to the editor of a magazine or to a person like Phil Pelletieri, an entomologist, or maybe a politician, or maybe the author of a book? The Ideas Network brings these experts right to you. So help make it possible. Give right now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. And you can pledge online, too.
That's right. And your pledge online at WPR.org is especially helpful right now. We're trying to get in lots of pledges at the end of the hour. So your web pledge now at WPR.org keeps the phone lines open for other people to call. Pledge your support to Wisconsin Public Radio for One Day Wednesday right now at WPR.org. That's WPR.org. Or you can call us at 1-888-202-2552.
Hard to keep that number straight, isn't it? It's
1-888-202-2552.
One of the reasons you listen to Wisconsin Public Radio is because you appreciate a civil discourse and civil conversations. We try to do that here. You value respect even when people disagree. You like news, you like talk and entertainment that appeal to your better nature, and you get that every time, all the time at Wisconsin Public Radio. So support what you value. Donate now at WPR.org or call us and make your donation there at 888-202-2889. Let me do that again. 888-202-2889.
That's right. 142 phone calls left that we're looking for in this hour. Make our pledge drive a success. You know, we're jumping here. We're leaping off a cliff, a leap of faith, and we're counting on you to catch us to make One Day Wednesday a success. You've always supported us in the past, and this is a great day to get in on the excitement and the action and the good feelings that come when you support what you believe in. 1-888-202-2552. That's 1-888-202-2552 or online, WPR.org, and thank you.